I'm going to do a quick mic check. Hang on. Oh, shit. That is a red one. You are a loser, Eddie.
This is the Bunzarelli Show.
I got Bob with me, and hey, Bob, I know you just came out of the theater. I saw it last night. What'd you think about Venom?
I had so much fun, and it was so nice getting out and seeing a movie in the theater again. I haven't seen one since Endgame, Avengers Endgame. I've seen in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, I couldn't have picked a better one for it, you know? It was just, like, it was like a fun movie from beginning to end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Venom's just like easy going. It's just easy fun. Like, you don't try to read into it too much. You just take it for what it is. And it's just, but just a Tom Hardy Venom is just so, that character is so lovable. It's just awesome. He's just great.
Yeah. 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 And in the beginning, I was thinking even like, oh, are they going to get too sappy or something with it? I'm like, is there so much more of the two of them? Because there isn't the whole intro and all of that.
Yeah.
But It was funny the whole time, and the storyline with them was cool.
Yeah,
and entertaining. And there's nothing, you know. I think it was just done really well, but it was really funny too. I was laughing a lot.
I was laughing. It was light and breezy, and you know, they didn't get too deep with Carnage, and that was good because Carnage is just, you know what he is. He's a serial killer. You established that. The alien's really a small part of it. It's more like Cletus, which is why I'm glad we didn't get too much of the alien's opinion. The alien was just along for the ride. But I remember when you got the first appearance of Carnage. We were reading comic books, and it was like the biggest, it was the coolest thing. It was like, because Venom was out of the picture in the comics for a while. So they brought back Carnage, and they bring back, Venom just to, like, help him stop Carnage, help Spider-Man stop Carnage. But, yeah, just an awesome character. And I thought it would get a little worn out because they did, what's his name, Riot in the first movie.
Yes.
And I was
I thought the same thing. So I wasn't even like crazy excited about Carnage because I was like, I was just more happy to see Tom Hardy and Venom.
Yeah.
You know, even though I loved the comic book, and it was funny, I seen it. I was like, man, I wish I would have read the comic book again because I don't remember it. I remember the cover. I don't really remember much of the comic. I think it was a jail. What's it, jailmate? Roommate in jail.
Yeah,
or someone or something. Like, I remember very little from it.
Exactly. It was Cletus Cassidy was Eddie Brock's roommate in jail. And then, like, I guess Eddie Brock's costume had spawned and not let him know. And then, it hooked up with Cletus and he became Carnage. And then...
Before I forget, speaking of the comic, who did... what's his name? Todd McFarlane? Did Todd McFarlane invent them? Invent Carnage and Venom? Do you remember?
Todd McFarlane invented Venom. Now, he didn't invent the black costume or the concept behind him, but it's definitely Todd McFarlane that you could probably thank for, like, you know, the big jaw and the tongue kind of thing. Because if you think of, like, the Violator and stuff in Spawn, it's like Todd McFarlane's signature look. Yeah, remember the Violator from Spawn? But it's that's his thing. He loves the teeth, the tongue, and the crazy jaws. That's like McFarlane's thing. So he basically, who knows what it could have been totally different if McFarlane didn't set the tone for him. Because it was the writer saying, okay, the black costume gets on a bad guy, but you know, McFarlane. It's almost like the comparison of the Venom from Spider-Man 3 and the Venom we got now is more McFarlane inspired.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. Carnage was awesome too. I was like, okay, how far can you go? Because like you said, but they had the other riot. So it was like, okay, how far can they take this? But Carnage was just awesome. Like, really had was so much more different than Venom than I expected too. You know what I mean?
He was. They made him like wild and just not really driven by too much because they let. Like I said, the difference was Riot was like just a scientist and the alien kind of drove the car. This was like Cletus making a deal with the thing. And like I said, it was more they made a very rich backstory to Cletus before it even got the symbiote. because it wasn't like integral. Yeah. I tell you what bugged me in the beginning. I wonder if you guys felt the same way, because I had like a, I'm watching it and I'm like, the first like 10 minutes, I almost like mentally checked out, because I was like, when they had the flashback of Woody as a kid and they dubbed his voice over himself as a kid, I'm like, it was really bothering me. It was like, what are they doing?
No, that didn't.
No?
You know, it didn't, but it, I remember thinking like the guy looked like him, and I was like, oh, they picked an actor that looked like him. And then I'm listening to his voice and I'm like, oh, they just dubbed him over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did. Yeah. It did take me out of it for a second. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But it didn't, I never thought of it again. It took me out of it for a second because it seemed unnecessary.
You know,
because I thought the actor looked like him.
Yeah, it was fine, because what I'm saying, in my head, I was like, all right, what's going on here? And I was like, you know what? Let it go. Just strap in for a ride. It's okay. It's just small, like that. Like fine, the fine. Conversation I'm having
Very
with
aliens.
You is...
Let's let this go.
Yeah, like the conversation I'm having with you is the conversation I had in my head. Like, I was like, you know what? That was it. Okay, whatever. Move on.
Yeah.
It's not going to be just the whole movie. I like the stuff with the girl, though. Shriek.
Oh, yeah, the... Okay. Yeah, was she in the comics? I don't remember her.
Yeah, it was some, I think it was like Maximum Carnage, and she was just like a character that Carnage broke out of prison, but it's probably something Sony had from like the split of the properties. Like, you know, Sony has a certain amount of Spider-Man related characters like Morbius. So they kind of dug into the vault and pulled Shriek out. But that little, like the thing with the wedding and everything and like the getting reunited, that was a neat little Carnage storyline. So you got a little drive for him to see what he was doing.
Yeah. And she was good. The actress did a good job, and that character was good. Like, because when she was in jail and you weren't hearing much from her because she's in, you know, the lockdown or whatever, I didn't expect her to come out and be so like kick butt like she was, and so like twisted as she was. I didn't see that coming. So it was cool. Like, I didn't expect a second villain to show up. I thought she was just, when she first showed up, I'm like, okay, this is just a girlfriend that Carnage is doing all this for, you know, it's going to be that story. Like, he's only bad because he wants to help his girlfriend. It's like, oh no, he's terrible. And she is too.
Yeah. It was like a Bonnie Clyde kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. She was good. Even the cop was good. I like the cop that she had the whole thing with.
Yeah, there was no characters that were bad. I didn't even know that cop was from the first movie. And then
And Woody Harrelson was ridiculously good.
Oh, he
and
was
he,
so
and he
great.
Sometimes can be cheesy. He was so good, and sometimes like he's done a lot of stuff, and I was surprised. He did like not that he's a bad actor, but I was like, okay, how many times could they make him the weird psycho?
Yeah.
And it was like a new thing he did, you know what I mean? As good as Carnage, cool as Carnage was, he was the guy driving it. He was the character driving it. So that says a lot about how good he did.
Yeah, and it really, as far as like storytelling, like you say, it's not like the deepest, dark, but it was very like kind of flawlessly like paced.
It was enough.
No, I'm saying good.
It was deep enough, and it was a
There was no storyline. There was no point in the movie where you were yawning. That's what I'm saying. There was no like slump or waiting for something. Even when like Venom wasn't Venom for a while, like it was funny. Venom at the club, you know, Eddie talking to his girlfriend. It was no like the movie kind of paced along really well.
I was worried when that happened that it was going to slow down. I'm like, oh man, we're not going to see Venom for a while, but it wasn't.
It only ran an hour and a half, that movie. It was like perfect.
Which I like too, because the theater for the last few movies. I forget how the Endgame was long. I think both Endgames were long. Like the last few ones I went to the theater for, some of the Marvel ones, they get long.
Yeah.
And sitting in the theater for that long is rough.
Well,
I can't do it anymore.
It's because the scale they were at. We talked that before when we did our Endgame review. It's like, what could you have cut out? Well, you said there was some stuff, but it was like there were big epic movies. This Spider-Man one might be a 3 hour. And to get to speaking of that, you saw the after credit scene, right?
I saw the trailer for Spider-Man again.
Yeah.
Before it. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was great to see on the big screen.
So here's my experience. And, you and me talk about spoilers a lot and people ruining stuff. And
people
were saying like Venom was like, you know, Venom says don't spoil the ending and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I better like stay off of social media and stuff and just like avoid it. Because I'm like, it's got to tie into Spider-Man. And then I scrolled past something. And this is a good, this is the example of the good thing. I scrolled past something and it said, what does this mean for the Spider-Verse? I'm like, oh, gosh. And I scrolled past something and said, Morbius. So for some reason, I had it in my head. Because they're doing, Sony's filming a Morbius movie with Jared Leto. Like, it's, I think it's done. Okay.
Yeah, I think I've seen a teaser for it.
There was a teaser for it. But, so I had it in my head that the end of the thing was going to be Morbius. And I'm like, well, I better see it. So I was totally, totally not ready for it, which was like,
oh, nice.
It was perfect. Yeah. I'm watching everything. I'm watching the stuff shake. I still had no idea until the best part. And if I watched on YouTube, the audience reactions, you hear J. Jonah Jameson's voice because it's so distinct.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh,
yep.
You know, when they show those reaction videos on YouTube and you could hear like certain people, if somebody took a reaction video of that, my voice would stand out. And I was by myself in the theater because I heard him and I'm like, I said, oh, we're doing it. like I literally exclaimed out loud, and it was a perfect scene. It was just enough. It was just like, use your imagination, fill in the gaps. But if you piece it together, Venom was saying like, there, you know, multiple universes. We've seen stuff you couldn't imagine, Eddie, and stuff like that. And then,
oh,
like,
yeah.
So it's like, wait a minute. So what's the, so if you actually kind of dig into it, it's like, does he know who Spider-Man is, or does he sense who Spider-Man is? But here's the, here's the cool thing. If, so we were doing a Spider-Man show, we had we were tossing around a theory that like, what if this is it for Spider-Man and he's going back to Sony, and he might not be or whatever, but what if this gives Venom that little that final piece of the puzzle. Like, he gets the big white spider on his chest and he starts slinging webs. You know what I'm saying?
Just from that. Oh, yeah, he had that.
Yeah, he would shoot the, because when Peter Parker had the Venom symbiote, he's like, oh, I don't even need my web shooters anymore. It just makes webs from the fluid. And that's how Venom was able to shoot webs. You know, and they made just like some white stringy stuff on his chest because they had to stay away from the spider. But you do all this, you don't have to. You know, I could almost picture the scene where Venom's like, I'm going to keep a memento, and just makes a little spider appear on his chest or something like that. Anything to that effect. But
you know what I was thinking? And you made a good point, too, is thank God I saw it, because I would have seen that. I would have seen a headline with Spider-Man and him in it, and it would have killed that whole thing for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm glad I seen it today. I'm glad I did it. When I seen that, that part at the end. Well, first thing I thought, and I'm sure you thought this too, is, oh crap, that's what they did in the other Spider-Man 3, is they brought Venom in it and it was just a mess. You know what I mean? But obviously this one isn't going to do that, but it definitely brought me back to Tobey Maguire's number 3 Spider-Man with Venom in it, where Venom was terrible. But but obviously this Venom's already built up and everything. But I think that makes me think, is Spider-Man 3 going to be Endgame? Is that going to be Spider-Man Endgame?
That's where I'm leaning into, because I'm like, okay, so it's here's the kind of things we know. It's Tom's last movie under his current contract, which doesn't mean anything. I mean, he can re-sign a contract or whatever, okay? There's also the previous fallout with Marvel and Sony where we thought we almost lost him. So it's like, well, did they just say, let's say this happened, but we worked out one more movie deal, but we're going to do it cool. Going back to what you were saying about the Spider-Man 3 problem, here's the cool thing. So with Spider-Man 3 is, you're showing the Sandman and he's talking about his daughter and you're seeing Eddie Brock's thing and you're trying to tie up the Harry stuff, which should have been the biggest part of the movie to make it a trilogy.
Right.
But this one,
they should have just made that the movie.
But this one, now this is almost the Avengers Endgame effect. Because Avengers Endgame, you don't need any story. You just, you know who Captain America is. You know who Thor is.
In origins.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, and you're from different dimensions. So if you don't know, if you're a first timer, oh, here's a bad guy from a different Spider-Man dimension. So now we've got to explain nothing. Like, maybe the most interesting thing to explain is Venom. And even that could be done quickly. All you need to know about Venom is what is his thoughts on Spider-Man. Like, where, like, you know, does he know? Does he?
Yeah.
That, but that's about it. Everything else, just go with the, it's, you know, and But there's also a rumor was they people were thinking they've seen clues of like five guys. They were all wondering who the sixth guy was. Nobody, I never had it in my head Venom would be in there. I never had it in my head.
I didn't think at all.
Yeah. And now,
maybe he has like a pivotal role too, because Venom is more familiar with this multiverse thing than anyone else was. Because he's the only person that said the word multiverse so far in that world, right?
You know, vast dimensions, a hive mentality. We know the knowledge I have. So he was almost setting it up in that conversation. But first of all, you see that Venom, the Venom that could just wipe the floor with Spider-Man. So, and that brings me to another theory. So if you have these six villains, even though they're not showing any clues, it's like, what, how does Spider-Man do that? So now it's gotta be, well, it doesn't have to be, but it opens up more the other two Spider-Men. That's the only way it almost stands a chance. You know what I'm saying? Even against just Venom.
I don't know, Spider-Man, you know, in Avengers and everything, in the last few movies, he's been fighting some heavy hitters. You know what I mean?
You know what? And also, I just remembered you were saying that he does wear the Iron Spider suit in the trailer too.
Yeah,
so that gives him a little bit. That gives him a little bit of edge.
Did you know what was going on with the cop at the end when he had the blue eyes? You know what? Is there something to that?
Yeah, you know what?
Like a comic guy would know.
I read one of those articles just because I specifically wanted to know about the cop. Like, who's this cop supposed to be?
Yeah.
Like, what bad guy are they bringing in? And the article I read, it said it's like the son of Carnage. I'm like, oh God, we're gonna do another one. But it's still that's what I thought about this one. So it could be good, or they might bail on
Spider-Man.
It.
You got three Spider-Men, so you got to bring in some more villains. And then that would be an easy thing, too, because they just need quantity. And like we said, you know, there's no time for origins when you got so many, you got 10 superheroes. So that's just another bad guy to throw into the big war at the end, you know, at the end of it, you know, have two bad Venoms.
Well, I think
bad symbiotes, I should say.
I think that if they're going to go that route, I think it's going to be in the third Venom movie. I don't think they're going to bring two Venoms into the Spider-Man movie. It's just a little that would be your Spider-Man 3 mistake. You know, another new character. Yeah. Nobody else really is a new character. If everybody is going to be there, is going to be there. If it's Jamie Foxx, Electro, strongly rumored, like he said it on Twitter and they shut him down. There was a pumpkin bomb. There was definitely.
I thought Electro was in it. That I was still sold on that. I just skim. I don't want to see too much. So I thought I seen that he was in it.
Jamie Foxx basically said he was in it, and then like he stopped talking, I think he's even on the IMDb. You know what I'm saying? So you got Jamie Foxx, Electro. You got some kind of Green Goblin. It's got to be Norman, unless you're throwing us for a loop and it's Harry, which is still awesome. Because, he's got some unresolved stuff he could do better. You definitely got Doc Ock. And I said this before to you. It's like, if we just had Doc Ock, that'd be good enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
I got chills in the trailer seeing him on the big screen, even though I knew he was coming.
Yeah.
But that was one of those scenes that was just so much better in the theater. It still gave me chills.
Yeah, we were talking about, we thought like maybe the thing No Way Home might refer to actually Spider-Man, because at first you thought it was the villains. So what if Spider-Man, it's Marvel's way of just sending Spider-Man back to the Sony, you know what I mean? And just saying like, give him the big farewell tour, and also giving closure to all the other movies and everything, and then see where it goes from there.
I can't imagine, I don't know too much about the whole contract deal, but I can't imagine Marvel giving up Spider-Man. I could see though, it's hard to even get rid of Tom Holland now, but he's in that boat to where it's a lot of movies and a lot of years he's been Spider-Man. Yeah, there can't be you can't change Spider-Man anytime soon.
That'd no, but if for some reason behind the scenes, like Sony is kind of being a pain in Marvel's ass and we just don't know,
right?
Like something's going, because they almost broke up. So what was it? Instead of working out, like, let's keep going, maybe they worked out one more movie. That's the question. Or, let us say goodbye to Spider-Man, but let's set you up good for the Sony-verse. And that was, and this is all speculative. This is just me. This ain't anything I read or nothing. This is just me thinking.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because it just seems like a big epic Spider-Man thing, and it's where do you go from there? Which the whole multiverse thing has happened anyway. I mean, they might be, who knows? Hugh Jackman might show up in Doctor Strange as Wolverine. Nobody knows. So it's like, but, yeah. You know, then when the smoke clears, it might be all over and everything goes back to normal. But if they were going to do it, this would be the perfect time to do it. That's the thought.
Oh, you know, one cheesy thing I got to point out about the Spider-Man trailer I noticed this time was I thought it was a little cheesy how Doctor Strange, when he says, like, oh, this is happening because you're trying to live two lives, you have to stop doing that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, like, aren't they all doing that?
Yeah.
They're all.
Well, yeah. Except Doctor Strange. He's straight up in his house. Almost. Yeah. But
here's. Yeah, except for him and Iron Man. That was the whole thing with Iron Man. I was like, oh, wow, look, he just did it.
But here's the other part of that.
Is the secret.
The other part of that is they cut those trailers, so they want to show you the bare minimum of what you're seeing. So it's probably like they grabbed a line that pertains to something else and they just put it here just to like have some audio over seeing Doc Ock's arm. Just to like, what can we use that doesn't give anything away? Well, we could use all the Doctor Strange stuff because that's not, he was announced for the movie. Everybody knows he's going to be here. So that's why it's a lot of Doctor Strange, because it's the stuff they can just do. You know, let's show you the cool multiverse dive and the trains, because the trains is awesome. You get psyched for the movie, but it doesn't really tell you too much. It just tells you multiverse is happening.
Yeah, that's kind of a throwback.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a throwback. It's got to be a throwback to Doc Ock.
It's definitely a homage
to Tobey Maguire.
I'm very curious if that's where Doc Ock shows up, is like around the train part. You know what I'm saying? But it seems like even like the pumpkin dropping and everything, it seems to all happen in that same place, like around the city. So that might be like a lot of the final battle.
Is that in the background or something that happens? Because I haven't looked for it specifically, but I've heard a few times people mention the pumpkin and I don't remember seeing that. Was it just like a background thing that you had to be paying attention to see, or was it, did I just full on miss it?
No, it's straight up a pumpkin drops and it's straight up a Norman Osborn pumpkin. Spider-Man 1, the exact pumpkin.
Yeah.
It drops like front and center of the screen. You hear the laugh. you hear William Dafoe's laugh. But
I missed that.
Yeah, but it could be Harry and William Dafoe is a ghost or something, you know, or just William Dafoe. But yeah, there's definitely a pumpkin bomb being dropped. Like you see it straight up front and center.
I think I would have to, if I had to pick one or the other, who would you, if you had to see William Dafoe or the other guy, Harry, I can't remember the actor's name. Which one would you rather see? If it was just one.
Maybe, I guess Norman, just because, like, Harry's unresolved business has nothing to do with Tom Holland's Spider-Man. And even if Toby's show, I don't know, but I think Norman's...
Defoe is so much better.
Yeah,
Defoe is so much better.
Yeah.
The character Harry had, there was a lot more to it with the whole relationship. I see where you're going. But if you just think which guy is cooler to see on screen...
It would be Norman.
...kicking butt again.
Yeah.
It's Norman.
Yeah.
It's for sure Norman. But I tell you what, I'm looking more forward to... Aren't we supposed to be talking about Venom? We got a Spider-Man.
Yeah, but just how the show is now.
It's the same. Now it's a sequel. Now it's in the mix. But yeah. I'm looking more forward to Tobey Maguire than anyone else in that movie. And it's still not 100% if he's in it, but it seems like he's in it.
Yeah.
But I want to see Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man next to Tom Holland. I think that's the thing I'm looking forward to most.
Yeah. Garfield's was cool, and I would like to see Garfield. But even if it was just Tobey Maguire, because he's like the one that was like, you know, the definitive when he came out, when that first Spider-Man came out, it was like groundbreaking at the time. It was like, oh my God, they made him swing. And it's like,
Yep. That's when it started, just like, Christopher Nolan's Batman, which we've talked about once or twice, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was one of Marvel's like real big, like, oh wow, comic book movies are now next level. Awesome. I was trying to get, the kid to watch it. This is a couple years back when one of the Tom Holland ones came out. I said, you know, you haven't seen Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, and I'm sure they still hold up, because, you know, the new Spider-Man does a lot cooler stuff, but I remember the special effects in Tobey Maguire's one was money, and the swinging was awesome, you know?
Yeah, I think when
those would still be good, I'm sure.
when Tom Holland came along, it was like the swinging was old news. We were just excited to see him like fighting Captain America. So it was like,
yes,
we didn't need his origin. We didn't need Uncle Ben. We were just like, all right, we know who he is. He's here. Hooray. But and Andrew Garfield's one gets a, you know, he, but it's like, ah,
he was good. He was good, but he was too close. He was too soon after Tobey Maguire.
That might have been Maguire's it. Just too good. Soon.
And and that's why I'm like, that's one thing. It was like Ben Affleck with Batman. You know, it's like, all right, we just had a great Batman, so now you pull in the second guy. It's almost like you want to be the third guy in that situation. You know what I mean? Like the second guy comes, and it's like, okay, well, Tobey Maguire was good. And, you know, the other thing, too, with Andrew Garfield was he was so cool. Peter Parker is supposed to be a nerdy kid. That's a small complaint.
Well, the other part of that, why it happened so fast, was because part of the deal with Sony, with Marvel, was you got to make a Spider-Man movie every 5 years, or the deal, you broke the contract. Because Marvel, as a comics company, still got a cut of those Spider-Man movies, even though Sony was running it. And then, whatever happened was when they brought him into Avengers, we were just so happy to get Spider-Man in the Avengers. But then you had better people handling him, and, you know, people that are Kevin Feige planning things out, and just, you know, it was really good. Well done.
Yeah, and it was good putting Tom Holland's characters. They make him really like a kid. Like, you feel like you're actually watching a teenager and not like, you know, a 30-year-old guy pretending to be in high school. You know, so it gave it a different feel. And the contrast of him with the Avengers, who are all older because they've been doing these movies for 10 years. That's what I think that made really good.
Yeah, just him like being a fish out of water the whole time and inexperienced. And even the stuff with Zendaya, his MJ, is just like more innocent, not too deep or anything. You know, it's just everything. All the kids stuff's real laid back. But it's
a welcome change.
Yeah, and it's all relevant, really, because I think a lot of this Venom hype, too, was probably just because we got that Spider-Man hunger going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we feel it coming. And it was like, maybe that was part of the excitement in the back of my head. And it was also, you know, I just wanted to see Venom, because Venom's an easy, you know what you're getting. That's how I feel about Venom. Like, even a third movie, it's like, I know what I'm going to get. I'm excited with just that. But to see that Venom, like a super strong Venom with that kind of not Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, like that's like a better contrast than the Tobey and the first Venom, the 70s show guy. You know what I'm saying? It's a better
big.
And it's also be interesting to see like Tom Hardy being like, what are we doing here? And just kind of like, you know, that kind of little struggle going on, because he's got no beef with Peter. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be an interesting little thing to deal with Venom.
Yeah, like you said about like how Venom's like sort of a lighter one. That's one of the last ones that have come out. That's one where I turned it on front to back several times. Mm-hmm. Whereas like Endgame, I watched like twice, because I'm not saying Venom's better, but Endgame's a pretty heavy movie. I thought, well, hardly, you know, you can only watch it so many times. But Venom, that's one of those ones I'll just put on. Like, all right, there's nothing on TV. Yeah, I'll start up Venom. Why not? You know, it's a fun movie, and I'm sure they're going to do a third, because I don't know where it's at now, but I seen a headline before I went to the theater that it's doing really good. So it's like, all right, the second one's doing, if the second one's successful, they're for sure making a third. That's just the law of movies.
And it works out for Sony too, and Venom character, because if people slept on Venom, which, you know, not everybody did, but if somebody did because they were like, for those more bigger Marvel movies, like all of a sudden you exposed that Venom to the MCU and just really show them fighting. You know, it's good for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wish he didn't eat freaking Carnage at the end of it.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson would have been great in there. And Carnage was massive. Like, he was, if you compare villains, Carnage was probably one of the biggest, toughest ones that we've seen just as an individual. Like, I mean, there's Thanos, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like a god situation. But just in terms of just like scary looking, massive size, you know, because you would need three Spider-Men fighting against Carnage.
Yeah. Oh, I think you need three fighting against that Venom. I just can't picture Spider-Man and that Venom. Like, it's that's a tough, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
But
like, we didn't even say talk about the quote. We didn't even talk about the best part.
Oh,
the, the one you had me laughing on. What was it that he said?
Oh, he goes, oh, shit, that is a red one.
Oh my god, that was the best. I was dying.
It was the best part.
That was so funny. Yeah. You did that good. I thought you put on a clip when you did it.
No,
I thought that was them. I thought you had that like on standby just to mess with me.
Well, yeah, definitely a good movie. Like it was definitely a fun watch, fun, easy going, even without the Spider-Man setup and everything. So it'd be the best part about it is if everything goes. I mean, they couldn't have set that up and not pay it off. The best part is we get to see Venom again in December.
Yeah.
And even if it's not like the biggest role, we got so much other cool stuff going on in that Spider-Man movie. So I'm excited. And obviously, Bob, you know, thanks for being here. Always great doing the show. And we will see you guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy.